Thank you for tuning in to the Bethel Podcast. At Bethel, we're all about relationship. So if you're in the Phoenix area, we'd like to invite you to one of our services. Please visit BethelChandler.com for more information. Now stay tuned for a message from this week's special guest.
Well, it is an amazing honor to have our friend here that I'm going to do my best to explain, because you can't introduce him, you got to explain him. This man, he is a pastor to pastors. He's been in ministry over 40 years. He's one of the founders of Every Nation Ministries, which is now in is in over 80 nations and over 2,000 churches. And he's here with us today. Now, I know in the 27 years of ministry that I have been walking in, how many times that I have felt like quitting. I can't imagine what Pastor Phil has been through. I know some of the things, and I am so honored as this man just will not quit and has not quit and has been through difficult challenges and is still standing. And so as we continue our series, Greater Breakthrough, get ready to receive insights today that bring the breakthrough, that bring breakthrough in our lives. I don't know about you, but I need some more breakthrough in my life. Amen. And so we're believing for that. And Pastor Phil has got a beautiful family and grandbabies, but we have him here with us. So would you online and here this morning give Pastor Phil Benasso a warm Bethel welcome as he comes.
Praise God. Thank you for that. Thank you so much. Praise God. It is so good to be with you today. Hallelujah. It's such a privilege, such an honor. And I just want to say thank you to Pastor Mike and Miss Julie. We have coming this week 35 of our senior pastors and some of our other national leaders coming into the Phoenix area, and Pastor Mike and Julie and the wonderful team here are hosting us. So thank you, Pastor Mike and Julie, for doing that. We're just so excited about coming. And I want to, before I get into my message today, I just want to tell you this, that I have the great privilege of serving our pastors all over the world. I love what Pastor Mike said. I've been doing this for 40 years. That's pretty good for a guy that's only 35 years old. That's all I got to say. That's pretty good, isn't it? So, and it's such a privilege. But I want you to know that in Pastor Mike and Miss Julie, you have someone very, very special serving this house and caring for you guys, and they are special and dear friends of mine. Amen. I'm so thrilled to be here and be part of the Greater Breakthrough. Hallelujah. I'm all about breakthrough. Hallelujah. I'm all about that. And I love what Pastor Mike said just a minute ago. We need breakthrough. I don't know about you, but if you're anywhere near the perfect will of God for your life, then you're facing some impossible mountains. Amen. You're facing some impossible situations, and life brings that. Life brings many challenges, but I want you to know I'm excited this morning. I'm expectant this morning. I'm expecting the promise of God to break through in our lives. I'm not just hoping for it. I'm expecting it to happen. Hallelujah. Because that's what the word does. That's what his promise does. And I want you to know my eyes are open today. My eyes are open to seeing the word of God at work. I can see it. My eyes have been opened. You say, well, Pastor, but don't you see all the challenges going on around us? Oh, my gosh. Can I see them? Man, there's just challenges, aren't there? I mean, who saw this year coming like this? Amen. Great challenge. I am so aware of these challenges. I can see them, but I also see something else. Hallelujah. I love what this, I was talking to a pastor the other day in the midst of everything, and I said, how you doing? He said, I've decided I'm doing great. I said, fantastic. He said, here's what I figured out, Pastor Phil. He said, let's get it all out of the way in 2020. Every challenge, let's get it all over with in 2020 so the rest of the decade can be glorious. Hallelujah. That sounds good to me. Amen. What a year, but I can see something. And I want to talk to you this morning about how to see and experience the power of God's word to transform your life and bring breakthrough in your life. Amen. And the title of my message is The Working Word. Hallelujah. The working word. And it was interesting, about 12, 13 days ago, I was praying about being here with you here at Bethel Chandler and seeking the Holy Spirit. And I was overwhelmed with the scriptures that the Lord gave me that morning, overwhelmed with just the presence of God. And I knew, I said, man, this is great. Lord, thank you, Lord, for giving me something to say. And then a few days later, Pastor Mike called and he said, Pastor Will, we're doing the Greater Breakthrough series. And I said, man, this is going to be great. Hallelujah. This word. So the working word. And I want to start with here in Luke chapter 24. I want to give you a brief backdrop because I know you're familiar with this narrative here. This is right after the resurrection. Jesus has risen and he's going around and presenting himself to different people. And we catch up here in Luke chapter 24 with the two disciples that were walking on the road to Emmaus. And it's about a 7-mile journey and they're walking along the way and all of a sudden Jesus appears and starts walking right beside them. And as they're walking, I can hear, if I paraphrase it in today's culture, Jesus probably said, what are you guys talking about? And the two disciples were sharing and they started telling Jesus about all the events that had happened over the last few days and how Jesus had died was dead and they crucified him. And then in verse 21 here in chapter 24, they say this to him. They said, we had hoped that he was the one. We hoped that he was our deliverer. We hoped he was the one that was going to rescue Israel. So here these two guys, these two disciples are walking right next to Jesus and they're explaining all this thing and they're sharing their grief. They're sharing their sorrow, their dashed hopes. But isn't it interesting? Right there in front of them is Jesus himself, but they can't recognize him. They can't recognize that walking right beside them was the resurrected power of God. Walking right beside them. And so finally they get to Emmaus and they sit down and they ask Jesus, they say, stay with us, eat with us. And so let's pick this up in Luke chapter 24, verse 30. And verse 30 says this, when he was at table with them, he took the bread and blessed and broke it and gave it to them. And verse 31 says this, and their eyes were opened. Hallelujah. And they recognized him. And as soon as they recognized him, he vanished from their sight. What an amazing moment here. It's interesting, as these two great disciples were walking alongside of Jesus, they didn't actually recognize who he was. They didn't fully see and perceive what had happened. There, and the scripture says that when Jesus broke the bread, their eyes were opened. Now, what does that mean? Were they blind this whole time? No, they could see. They just couldn't see everything. Hallelujah. They could see all their circumstances. They could see all the challenges. They could see all, they could understand. They were talking about their sorrow, how disappointed they were. Oh, how disappointed they were in how life was turning out. But walking right next to them, right next to them, the Son of God, the risen Lord, all of heaven's power. And it's interesting, it wasn't until they sat down and he broke the bread that they understood who he was. That they understood it was him. Hallelujah. And he was alive. And there was hope again. That there was, and nothing would be impossible, no matter the challenge. You see, what does that mean for you and I today? This narrative here, these scriptures. We can be walking along with God, but never recognize his power and ability to change the circumstances of our life. We can be walking right along with him and never understand that the impossible situations that we're facing that are difficult and challenging can change. Hallelujah. Praise God. Their eyes were open when the word was broken. When the word was broken, Jesus said, I am the bread of life. I am the Word. This 1 John calls him the Word. He is his Word. This Word is the bread. This Word right here, God's living power in his Word. Hallelujah. And when I break this Word, when I open it up and break it and begin to meditate, my eyes are open. My eyes are open to the power of God, the promise of God. Man, I'm expectant today. I'm expecting today that God's word is going to be breaking through in my life. Hallelujah. I'm expecting today. You say, Pastor Phil, do you wake up feeling like that? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I wake up, I told the early service, I'll wake up, sit up in my bed and look, oh man, I thought this was a dream, and throw the covers over my head and fall back down. Man, life is challenging, is it not? Life is challenging. I spend a lot of time counseling and working and talking with people. And one of the things we say in the counseling world is that life is demanding. Life is challenging. Matter of fact, Jesus said this, didn't he? He said in the world there are going to be challenges. But aren't you glad he didn't leave it there? He said, but don't worry, hallelujah. I have overcome the world. I have overcome the world. Hallelujah. Something happens when I break this word open. Something happens. My sight, my vision begins to be transformed. I begin to see the unseen. I begin to recognize that no matter how difficult the world's circumstances are, they're no match for the promise and power of God. They're no match. Amen. For the promise and power of God. It's interesting. Only when these two disciples got in right position did things change. Walking alongside was one thing. But when they touched the word, everything changed. Everything changed. Hallelujah. The rest of the reason they rushed back to Jerusalem, announcing to the rest of the disciples, he's alive. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory. That got me on that one, Pastor Mike. Getting too excited. This is what the word will do for you. It'll open your eyes to what's greater going on, to hope and expectation. Secondly, I want to look at this morning. I want to say this to you. The word of God is what releases the promises of God in our life. This word. I want to look here. I've just got a couple of scriptures for you. Isaiah 55. The working word brings forth the promises in our life. Causes it to break through. Hallelujah. Isaiah 55, 10 and 11. For as the rain and snow come down from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth. And listen to this. Making it bring forth, break forth, and sprout, hallelujah, given seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Verse 11, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and shall succeed in the thing for which I have sent it. Hallelujah. Praise God. God is describing the work of his word right here in the scripture. He's saying, here's what my word does. It's like the rain. The rain. Listen, I've spent 40 years in Southern California. And we'll go 8 months without rain. And you're the only people that understand that here living in the desert. Usually all around the world I can say that and they go, oh my God, 8 months, no rain. But you guys live here in the desert, so you know what that's like. You know that the fire cycle in California happens every year. I know, sadly, it's been especially bad, but every year we have fires. Why? Because by September, October, we hadn't had rain in 8 months, and everything's dry and brittle. Crispy, I call it. And it's hot, and the dust is everywhere. It's desert. But let me tell you something. When the first great Pacific storm blows in off the ocean and the jet stream brings it down from the North Pacific and pulls it down and it comes up through the underbelly of Southern California and the rain drops, a miracle happens. All of a sudden, in an instant, things are green. Life breaks forth. Life breaks forth. Where there was death, there is life. Where it was just barren and drought and brittle and things look dead, when the rain strikes it, all of a sudden, life breaks forth. And God is saying here, that's the same action that my word has. When my word rains upon the circumstances of your life, breakthrough comes. Life breaks forth. Woo, glory to God. God says, my word acts like the rain. If you let it pour into your circumstances, it'll change them. Life will break forth. Oh, and there's the challenge, though, is it not? Here's the challenge. No rain, no life. No rain, no life. We can casually walk beside the Lord in a casual position, knowing about God. Yeah, there's a God, but I'm disappointed in how my life's turned out. We can live a whole lifetime like that, loving God, aware of God. But when we break the word, everything changes. Everything changes. I'm in a whole different position. And my eyes are open. And if I let this word rain through my eye gate, into my heart, and out of my mouth, it's going to act like the rain. And life breaks forth. Hallelujah. The word will cause the promises of God to break forth in your life. Man, I want that. Man, I'm desperate for that. God's power at work. Praise God. This is our greater breakthrough series. Hallelujah. My final point today, the working word frames the natural environment of our life, our circumstance. Hebrews 11:3 says this, by faith, we understand that the universe was created by the word of God. So that what is seen was made out of things that are visible. Was not made out of things that are visible. I love the King James version of this. By faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. So that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. The Word of God is creative power. Creative power. It is. We read here in Hebrews 11 that everything we see was brought into existence through the power of God's spoken word. This word has the ability to change the natural fabric of our lives. The natural fabric, the circumstances of our world. This word, hallelujah, is a higher authority, is a higher power, and can change anything. I love this word frame. That's word frame. This frame means to mold and form. It's like a carpenter framing something, building something. This word will come into the circumstances of our life and begin to mold them, shape them, turn them, change them. Hallelujah. I want you to know my circumstances, my life is trending toward the promises of God. Hallelujah. My life is trending toward the promises of God. Why? Because if I'll break this word and let it rain on my circumstances, it will change it. Praise God. I need this word to frame the environments of my life. I need the word of God to frame my relational environment. I need his power in my relationships. How many of you know every relationship takes investment, doesn't it? There's not one of them that are easy, hallelujah, but they're worth it. I want God's word at work in that. I want God's word framing my marriage. I want God's word framing my family. I want it framing my work environment. Hallelujah, why not? I want God's word and promise framing these environments. I want God's word to frame my financial world. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I need some financial miracles. I'm believing for it. My wife and I sit down regularly and go over our giving. We did this the other day. We looked at our tithe and then we said, okay, the tithe is a given. Let's talk about an offering. Let's talk about really hurting and giving. Let's talk about sowing. Why? Because we've got great financial need. We're believing God for the word of his financial promises to frame our finances. Hallelujah. Are you tracking with me on this? The working word and what it will do. You know, I want to share this testimony about the framing word that and how it works. A few years ago, how many of you have ever been to Orlando for one of our conferences there, one of our Every Nation conferences? We had the World Conference about 18 months ago. So, and every year, every other year, we do a major conference for our churches here in North America in Orlando. And I'm always excited to bring my entire family with me to those conferences. Why? Because they won't let me go without them. That's the bottom line. As Pastor Mike said, I've got a big family. There's over 20 of us, 11 grandkids. That's a big dinner reservation, I'm telling you. That's a lot of people. And so this particular time, we were traveling, and we had a two-year-old that was going to sit in the lap of my daughter and fly. It's a long ways from Los Angeles to Orlando. It's about a five-hour flight. And so, of course, you're already thinking, oh, man, that's really something, a two-year-old in your lap for 5 hours in this little confined space, right? Imagine when my tribe of 20, 11 grandchildren, everybody walk on the plane and the collective groan that goes all the way down the plane, you know. I mean, we're marching on there like a small army, you know, carry-ons, toys, video games, headsets, pillows, pajamas. I mean, it's just like a circus, right? And I'm praying as we're driving to the airport because the seat configuration on the plane was three on each side, three seats on each side. So we had five running over, but we didn't have the sixth seat, the window. And I knew we needed that seat right there so that the two-year-old could run three rows across, right? Boom. And whoever was sitting there, I knew for sure would want to trade seats with me. So they didn't have to sit by this two-year-old. And when you think about it, I'm thinking about the endless possibilities of who could be sitting in that seat. I mean, the possibility, the combinations of what type of person, people, were they international, were they American? I mean, on a male, female, old, young, the endless possibilities of who on this particular day, on this particular flight, at this particular time, could be sitting there in that seat. I'm talking about the Word of God framing circumstances. Framing our environment. I'm just talking about it. So we get on the plane, and as we're driving to the airport, I grab my wife's hand like I always do. I said, Lord, we agree together that whoever's sitting there is going to be willing to swap seats. Oh, yeah, but pray constantly. Hallelujah. Petition always. Oh, man, ask and you shall receive. Glory to God. That's the word. So we get there on the plane, and sitting over in that seat, window seat, is a businessman. And he's on his phone, and he's leaning out toward the window. And as my tribe comes marching on, he kind of peeks up and looks over, and his eyes get real big like this. And so as we're loading in, I'm trying to get his attention. And because I'm going to ask him to swap out seats, because I'm thinking, God, you're crazy not to do this. Why do you want to sit by a two-year-old for five? If you only knew what was going on, pal, you'd move. I'm trying to help you here, right? I'm friendly. I'm caring about you. So I'm trying to get his attention, and he's talking on the phone, and he looks over, and he sees me, and he shrugs me off like this. He goes... And so he's still, so I'm determined, because I think, you know, you don't know what's happening here, pal. So I finally get his attention. He looks at me and he points at his phone. He says, when I'm done with my conversation, I'll talk to you. So I just stand there and wait for him. So finally he hangs up, and I explain everything to him. So just really reluctantly, frustrated with me, upset, he gets up and he sits in the aisle seat, and I end up sitting in the middle seat next to him, a row back. And so he's really frustrated, and he's angry with me, and he turns around, and he faces the aisle. He doesn't want to look at me or anything. And I say, oh, well, praise God. It's going to be better for you, pal. Just wait and see. So I reach into my briefcase, and like I always do, I pull out the word to break it, baby, to feed on it. I pull out this living word, the sword of the Spirit, the creative power of God. I just pull it out, and I drop it over on the tray that comes down and open up real big, and I just begin to meditate. And he sees me doing it, and he turns around, and he looks, he sees my Bible, and he taps me on the shoulder. He says, are you a Christian? I said, yes, I am. I said, as a matter of fact, I'm a pastor. So then he really turns all the way around in the seat, and he's looking at me like this. And then he grabs my shoulder like this, and I'm looking, I'm thinking, man, this guy's getting transformed right away. And he looks at me and he goes, do you know anything about the baptism of the Holy Spirit? And I said, as a matter of fact, I do. I said, I'm Mr. Pentecostal. All I do, pal, is speak in tongues. And so then he grabs me like this, turns me around, and he says, I need you to understand something. He said, last night in my hotel room, now think about this. Last night in my hotel room, I could not sleep. He said, I spent the entire night on my knees weeping before God. And I was pleading with him to please baptize me in his Holy Spirit. And by the time that plane landed, that dude was speaking in tongues and worshiping God. You know, you say, is that coincidence? No. How could this guy pray all night long for saying, then this is the word working. This is the word framing our environment. This is the word trending toward promise and power. This is the word trending to breaking through. Hallelujah. Praise God. My prayer for you this morning as I close is that you'll find a new way in this season of breakthrough to make this word work for you. By meditating in it, by making a daily commitment to allow this word to transform the circumstances of your life. I know every one of us this morning are facing challenges. You've been praying about them. You've been wondering what's going to happen to this or this situation, or what's going to happen with this or that. Let me tell you something, beloved. When you break open this word, your eyes will open. You will see His power and ability that's available to you. But you've got to get in right position. We can walk alongside of Him and not fully recognize who and what He is and the power that's available to us until we break this word. Can you find time now in this season? You're praying for breakthrough. We have to take the first step and let the word rain down on our circumstances. We've got to take that first step toward the word. You say, listen, I don't know. I don't have the strength. Let me tell you something. If I can do this, anybody can. If I can wake up and prioritize this word and open it up and break it and meditate and let its power fill me and hope fill me and expectancy fill me, so can you. Amen. Let's pray. Praise God. Mighty God, I thank you for your word, for your power, for your promise. I thank you, Lord, that you said that your word acts like the rain, that it will bring forth your promise in our circumstances. But Lord, Holy Spirit, we've got to give the word access to our lives. We've got to get in right position with this word. And if we do, every promise comes to bear. Lord, every promise for healing, every promise, Lord, for victory, every promise, Lord, for financial breakthrough, every promise comes to bear when we let it have access to our life. And Lord, I'm thanking you in these coming weeks, in this breakthrough series, that your promise says this, that if we let your word rain into the circumstances of our life, you will not let it fail. Hallelujah. You will not let it fail, but you will break forth, cause life to come forth and breakthrough to come in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Thanks, guys, for listening. Such a thrill to be here, Pastor Mike. Come on, let's give it up. What a word. Come on, breakthrough. Thank you, Pastor Phil. As we're beginning to close and as I release everyone online, I'm just reminded of Romans chapter 1, verse 16. It says, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it has the power to bring salvation for all who believe." The gospel is God became man. He became man. The gospel is found from cover to cover. The good news is found in the Word of God. And when we break it open, it releases the power to bring salvation, the power to bring breakthrough into our lives. It's the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. Amen? What a fantastic word, Pastor Phil. I want to invite everyone online, everyone here, November 1st, just 2 weeks away. We're preparing as a church body for a 21-day devotional where we're going to crack open the Bible together for 21 days straight. Imagine
We know the power of just individuals. Us individually open up the Bible. But what about all of us opening, cracking open the Bible together in unity, seeking God's face, seeking His will and His promises together? Let me tell you something. Something miraculous is going to happen. Something miraculous is going to happen. And so I'm inviting, I'm asking, join us November 1st, Sunday night at 4:30 or 6 in person or online. Please register. Let us know, because online it will be streamed on Zoom, private Zoom meeting that you can join us if you can't be here in person. But that night we're going to begin the 21-day journey. The 21-day journey, and we are just audacious enough, church, to believe God for breakthrough. This is the word God's given us. And we're not waiting until 2021 for that breakthrough to begin, because it's already begun. Breakthrough has already begun, amen? And we all face challenges and trials. In fact, His plan, His purposes are to give us a hope and a future. But that hope and future are not without the need of breakthrough. In fact, it guarantees the need of breakthrough. Because there are giants in our land. There are giants that are squatting on the promises of God. For the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But our God came to bring life, and life more abundantly. If we're going to take hold of that abundant life, you're going to have to fight the good fight of faith. And how does that faith come? Pastor Phil, it comes by the Word of God. What an impartation today. Hallelujah. For those of you joining online, remember this. And everyone here, remember this. Don't ever forget this. You are loved, you are blessed, and you are highly favored.
Thank you for listening to this message from Bethel Church. If you'd like to connect with us, download our app using the keywords Bethel Chandler or visit us online at BethelChandler.com.